New Line Cinema, a Time Warner company. A huge metal space station orbits around Earth.
Finally, the warring nations of Earth had forgotten their differences and banded together to save our planet. The United Global Space Force was searching the galaxy for worlds rich with drinkable water and breathable air. The Hypergate was our best hope to colonize space, our best hope for survival. But as we prepared to launch ourselves into the black of space, terrorist forces calling themselves the Global Sedition were preparing to strike.
Hypergate Construction Site, Earth, September 30th, 2058.
Grissom Base, this is Cargo 7, requesting landing clearance.
Roger, Transport, this is Grissom Gate Control. Please download security codes.
Downloading.
Transport, I've got two blips inside your radar signature.
Checking.
Sal, they're hiding in your shadow.
Don't see anything.
The cargo ship explodes in a ball of flames.
This is Gate Control. Back station.
Hornet-like ships attack.
Fighters are attacking the Hypergate. Battle station.
Gate Control, this is Eagle One. I'm locked and loaded, ready to fly.
Roger, Eagle One. You're clear to launch.
The fighter ships launched through a tunnel into space.
Jeff, where are you, buddy?
This cold war just got hot.
That's Sedition Raiders.
It's another mutant suicide squad.
Go, man to man, split them up.
Okay, last one to kill a bad guy buys the beer.
He chases after one.
We're gonna go through the gate. Try and get out in front of him.
That's not standard procedure, Don.
Better get inside his shields.
The sedition fighter fires pulse lasers at Don's fast and agile bubble ship.
Damn, you Gentechs are ugly up close.
Target locked.
Showtime.
The enemy ship explodes in a huge ball of flame, which Don flies straight through.
Bogey One dispatched.
Don, he's right on my tail. Damn, can't shake him.
Jeb's hit in the dogfight.
I'll be hit!
Weapons are offline. I'll go jettison the main trial core.
He releases the core, which flies straight into an enemy ship.
Am I good or what?
Warning. Failure in redundant drive system.
Gate Control. This is Ranger One. Engines will not respond.
Don, I'm falling towards the Hypergate, man. Breaking thrusters won't fire.
Impact in 30 seconds.
Ranger One, this is base. Rescue craft have been dispatched.
Grissom, this is Eagle One. Those pugs will never reach him in time.
I'm going in. Major West, you are not authorized to jeopardize...
Never liked that station anyway.
Warning, proximity alert.
Jeb races towards the space station.
Hang on, Jeb, I'm coming in.
Abort! Abort!
All right, I'm gonna give you a little kiss. I don't take this the wrong way.
Impact in
5 seconds. Don flies in and nudges Jeb's ship off course so it just avoids the space station, then has to fight to pull his own craft up. It's close, but he makes it, and Jeb flies up beside him.
Hey, Don.
Does this mean we're going steady?
You weren't getting out of buying those beers that easy.
They both cruise back to base. Lost in space. A dark, futuristic metropolis.
With intrepid pioneering spirit, the Robinson family will journey to the distant world of Alpha Prime. What kind of future can our children look forward to? A future in paradise. The Jupiter mission, made possible by the U.S. Army and Silicon Graphics Corporation, SGI.
Saving the future, for our children.
Give me a break.
Hello, call from Houston Middle School.
Hello? Hello, Principal Cartwright. What exactly has he done this time?
He hacked our main power grid to run his experiment.
The school was in chaos.
Yeah, right.
We didn't even have lights.
The principal hologram turns into a warrior.
This is no laughing matter, Professor Robinson. Will is terribly gifted.
The
changing shape of education.
These little time machines, though pure fancy, are the products of a truly brilliant mind.
No more monkey business. I mean it.
The boy is starved for attention. I know your life is anything but normal right now, but wasn't there some way his father could have attended the science fair?
As you are aware, Alpha Prime is the only other habitable planet yet detected by Deep Space Recon. My crew will sleep away our 10-year journey there in suspended animation. Once we have rendezvoused with the research colony on Alpha, I will supervise construction of a hypergate. By then, technicians here on Earth will have completed the companion hypergate in our planet's orbit. Once both gates are complete, ships will be able to pass instantaneously between them. Immediate colonization of Alpha Prime will be possible.
Can't you just use the Jupiter's hyper engine to zap straight to Alpha Prime?
Hyperspace exists beneath normal space. If you try to enter hyperspace without a gate, your exit vector is random. There's no telling where you'd come out. 98% of the galaxy is still uncharted. There's a lot of space out there to get lost in.
Professor Robinson.
Professor, how is Captain Daniels recovering from the flu? Will he still be able to pilot the mission?
Ladies and gentlemen, you came to get your first look at the Jupiter One. Don't you think you've waited long enough? Let's move into the launch dome.
One more question, Professor. Now that the mission's been pushed up, how do your children feel about leaving the Earth behind?
I couldn't be more excited.
This mission sucks. I don't want to leave early. You know, I don't want to go at all.
We will discuss this at dinner.
For the last 3 years, I've missed everything. Training, so I can spend the next 10 years missing everything else. I'm not staying home for dinner. I'm going out to see my friends.
Penny.
I'm going out to say goodbye to my entire life.
Penny, I need you here tonight. Wait a minute.
Outside the room, Penny opens her bangle and activates a video camera.
On this eve, before she is torn from everything she knows, kidnapped, hurled into deep space against her will, what thoughts fill the mind of the daring space captive?
Will there be boys in Alpha Prime? What will I wear?
Penny's with Will.
I wonder what it'll be like to jettison your body into deep space. First, you'll try holding your breath, but your blood's already begun to boil. And then your skin inflates like a balloon. And then, pop. Do they have a name for what's wrong with you?
He picks up her first prize award.
Dad says don't bring them. Like anything I do matters to him. Don't sweat it, kid. I got apology videos for 2 birthdays, and he forgot last year completely. This mission's the only thing he cares about anymore.
Penny opens a collapsible ladder.
So that's a no to family dinner?
Let's see. Do I spend my last night on Earth watching Mom and Dad pretend not to be fighting again? Or blow 10 years worth of allowance at the mall? You do the math.
Mom's gonna go thermal.
What's she gonna do? Ground me?
I'm nervous about jamming in a new pilot the last second.
The global sedition is getting grave. First the Hypergate, then Daniels. Next time they may attack the launch dome. We can't afford to wait.
Will Science Fair, reminder, apology video for Will.
He'll understand.
Ben, listen. My family is on this mission. I need a pilot who's more than just spit and polish.
I've got your man. He just doesn't know it yet.
Ben walks over to a table where Don's waiting.
At ease, Major.
Sir, why was I pulled from active duty? Those Gentechs may attack again. I need to be up there.
Do you know Professor Robinson?
By reputation only. Your father's battle strategies were required reading at the Academy.
What can you tell me about the Jupiter mission, Major?
The Jupiter's an oversized robot. Everything's automatic. Any monkey in a flight suit can pilot that ship out of the solar system and set her down on Alpha Prime. It's a babysitting job, sir. No offense.
Major,
Are you aware Earth's resources are severely limited?
Every school child knows that our recycling technologies will cure the environment. Sending a family across the galaxy is a publicity stunt to sell computers to people of all ages.
Every school child has been lied to. Recycling technologies came too late. All fossil fuels are virtually exhausted. The ozone layer is down to 40%. In 2 decades, the Earth will be unable to support human life.
The new global sedition knows the truth as well as we do. They're building their own Hypergate. They hope to colonize Alpha Prime first. If they're successful, Western demons like you and I, Major West, will be left on Earth to die.
Captain Daniels doesn't have the flu, does he, sir?
Captain Daniels was murdered in his apartment last night. The flu story's a cover we've had the press.
I flew with Mike. We should pulse blast their bases. A decisive strike now. My squadron is alert status. And
your rescue stunt was foolhardy, Major.
I had a friend in trouble.
So you endangered a $10 billion spacecraft. Disobeyed a direct order because of a friend.
Yes, sir. I did. Sir.
Will do.
The professor walks off.
Congratulations, Major. You're the new pilot of the Jupiter mission.
In the desert,
where is my money?
Two men stand amongst the sand dunes.
The sedition hired me to provide access to Daniel's apartment, and no more. My work is done.
They found a replacement pilot.
Our attack on the Hypergate failed.
How tragic. For you.
We require a more direct intervention on your part.
Oh, I see. Well, it will cost you. And I'm afraid that my price has just become astronomical.
Holograph off.
The image fades, and the man being paid to do the job walks through a lab lit with blue lights. He stops at the door and composes himself.
Come in.
A young man in a lab coat steps through.
Control hasn't received the results of the pre-flight exams, Dr. Smith.
Robinsons have checked out 100%.
Smith hands him a disc.
They're fit as a fiddle and ready to fly.
Wish them luck. For me.
The professor's walking along a gantry with Ben and Don.
The mission protocols are simple. Professor Robinson is in command. Unless you encounter a military emergency, in that case, Major West, you are in charge.
But sir, I'm a fighter pilot. There must be better candidates. Hell, even my own family can't stand me.
Shut up, Major.
It leads to a huge spaceship.
Jeb Walker. He's an excellent flyer, sir. He'd be perfect for this
Welcome
mission.
Welcome aboard, Major.
Don looks around in awe. He walks through the main chamber of the ship, a modern high-tech control area, and up to the bridge where others are working around him.
Looks like somebody sprung for the full extras package on this beauty.
If you have to be a babysitter, it's not such a bad nursery. Wouldn't you agree, Major?
I don't get it. I can't get the cryosleep systems up over 96%.
Dr. Smith approved the specs.
Dr. Smith is a base physician. I am responsible once the ship is in flight. These tubes will be perfect or the ship will not launch. Is that clear?
Absolutely, Doctor.
Judy, I want to introduce you to Major West. He's going to be taking Mike's place.
He's heavier than Mike. We'll have to recalibrate.
I'd be happy to discuss my dimensions, Doctor. Stay over dinner.
West. I've read about you. You're a war hero, aren't you?
Well, yes, actually.
Who was it who said, those who can't think, fight? I think that it was me. It's nice to have met you.
They shake hands, and Judy starts walking away.
That's one cold fish I'd love to thaw, huh?
I'm not gonna make it over for dinner tonight, Dad.
She gives Dawn a look, then carries on her way. The professor also stares hard at him before turning and walking off.
It's gonna be a long flight.
Maureen, come on, pick up the phone, honey. I know you're there. Are you still packing? Look, just leave it. Go to bed.
In the Robinson's house.
Maureen.
The professor sees some sort of model on the table with a glowing blue bulb at one end.
Sweetie?
He goes back to look at it as Maureen comes down the stairs behind him.
He won first prize again.
Is this the new model he's been working on?
The professor raises his eyebrows.
Crazy idea he's got about a time machine?
He activates it.
Pretty sharp stuff for a midget. Sorry about dinner, you know, that new pilot.
John, the family needs you here.
This whole thing is about family. My only condition for accepting this mission was that we could bring the children with us, so doing our job wouldn't mean leaving them behind, so future generations would have a new home.
You know, you're off saving humanity, so what does it matter that Will has to black out of school just to get his father's attention? That Penny's been dragged home by security 3 nights in a row. That Judy's become a ghost, just like her father.
I have to compensate for the new launch time,
Marine. What do you think I'm doing? Throwing Tupperware parties?
I know you're revising the life science protocol.
I'm also trying to deal with two kids who are leaving an entire planet behind. I'm sorry, John. And there's no manuals on how to deal with this.
Maybe it doesn't do any good. Saving a world of families if we can't save our own.
He stands close to her.
Is it, Professor?
She rests her head against him.
John.
I know, baby. I'm scared too.
John looks round thoughtfully as he holds Maureen close to him. Next, he's walking into Will's bedroom and stands over him while he sleeps, looking down at him affectionately. He sits on the bed and puts a hand gently on his shoulder, then holds onto a medallion that's hanging around his own neck. At Space Command, two technicians watch as a loading pad carrying several cargo crates rises up towards the ship. Smith sitting inside one of the crates with an electronic device hanging around his neck. He idly inspects his nails as he waits to reach the ship's loading bay. It docks, then Smith emerges from a narrow shaft and jumps down into a main room. He walks through the empty chamber, then stops and looks around before going back the other way whilst removing the device from around his neck. He uses it to activate a giant robot, then opens a small hatch in the machine and inserts the device into it.
Forgive me if I forgo the kiss when sleeping with your mother, but the time has come to awake.
Robot is online, reviewing primary directives. 1. Preserve the Robinson family. 2. Maintain the ship systems.
Spare me the chatter, my steely centurion. Sadly, I fear I have far more diadates in store for you.
Robot is online, reviewing primary directives. 16 hours into mission, destroy Robinson family. Destroy all systems.
That's more like it. Farewell, my platinum-plated pal.
Give my regards to Oblivion.
Smith takes the device out and puts it around his neck again. Back in the shaft, it suddenly emits a hologram.
Apparently, you have completed your mission on schedule.
I do so by a spot of time in terrorism.
I thought I told you never to call me here. The transmission signal will be traced.
I can express my most sincere gratitude for your unflagging loyalty. Good work, good doctor. Goodbye.
The hologram vanishes, and the device begins to send out shots of electricity, which travel through Smith and along the shaft until he collapses.
Jupiter 1, launch in 3 minutes.
On the ship.
Mom, I'm fine. Hey, that's supposed to be there.
This is almost acceptable.
Mom, don't.
What?
Vogue says this will be the style in 10 years.
Can we cut back on her oxygen so she's not quite so annoying when she wakes up?
Does he have to wake up at all?
Okay, that's it. I'm gonna turn the spaceship right around.
Satellite defense net locked and A-OK.
Metal girders are released from the side of the ship, and the roof of the dome begins to open in segments, allowing the sunlight to enter in a giant starburst. Each segment opens outwards until they're all vertical and the saucer-shaped ship is exposed to the sky, on board by the hibernation pods.
And it's gonna be fine, seconds. Sweetie.
Mark.
Hey there, buddy.
Comlink's encoded and secure.
Good night, guys.
Here we go.
Artificial gravity at 100%.
You get a C in paternal expression, but an A per effort.
J1 gravity cradle to
automatic. I'm doing the best I can.
Come here.
They kiss lovingly.
You always get an A in this.
Main drive systems online.
Sweet dreams.
See you there.
You are at T-minus 1 minute and counting, Major West.
Pipes fall away from the ship. Hatches open, exposing jet exhausts. Lights flash around its perimeter.
Houston, the bird is hot.
Major, she's all yours.
I'll try to give you a smooth ride.
Judy gets into her pod, checks the others, then presses a button.
Mission Control, this is Dr. Robinson. We are in the green.
Roger, Doctor. You are go to initiate cryostasis.
Don goes over to her.
One question, Doctor.
You are at T-minus 50 seconds.
Is there room in these tubes for two?
There's barely enough for you and your ego, Major.
Hey, don't sweat it, Doc. I do this all the time.
Just drive carefully.
You are at T-minus 40 seconds and counting.
Ready.
She presses another button, and the see-through covers close over the pods. Clamps go over each member of the family's wrists and waists, then a monitor over the shoulder and heart. Lastly, one over the eyes and supporting the head, then the cases ice up.
20 seconds and counting.
Mission Control, this is Jupiter 1. The Robinsons are all tucked in. We are ready to fly.
Major West, your escape vector is clear of all traffic. Up is go, on your command.
Roger, Houston. And the monkey flips the switch.
Great explosions of fire burst out of the launch tubes, surrounding the ship in flames as it slowly rises upwards. A thick stream of fire trails out behind it as it climbs, gathering speed and leaving Earth behind. As it leaves the atmosphere, the various launch mechanisms are released, revealing the ship in its pure form.
Jupiter 1 boosters disengaged.
Lights come on, then the thrusters flare and it shoots off into space.
This is Jupiter 2, diverting all spacecraft control to the main computer. 8 years of flight training.
Navigational holographics online.
50 combat missions. Course confirmed for slingshot exit of the solar system.
He goes to his pod.
Just so I can take the family camper on an interstellar picnic.
Listening back at HQ.
10 years is a lifetime.
Sleep well, old friend.
I never liked these freezing tubes. Bad dreams.
The clamps go over Don's eyes, and his pod freezes up as well. The ship speeds smoothly through space, its burners flaring out behind it. Smith's still in the shaft. He climbs out and gets into the chamber he was in before. The device is burnt onto his hand and he has to pull it away. Then he notices a monitor showing the ship's position. He looks round frantically and runs over to a window, pressing a button to remove the shade and seeing the receding Earth. Then the robot comes to life.
Robot is online. No. 16 hours into mission, destroy Robinson's family. Destroy all systems.
Disable program!
Robot is online.
Disable program!
16 hours into mission, destroy Robinson's family. Destroy all systems. Robot is online. Destroy!
He tries to stop the robot, but it flicks him away.
Destroy all operating systems. Destroy Jupiter 2.
The robot approaches the bridge.
Destroy all operating systems. Destroy Jupiter 2. Destroy cryosleep systems.
It blasts a panel with electricity.
Destroy! Destroy!
Showers of sparks rain down as Smith runs to another panel.
Destroy navigational system.
Come on! Wake up, damn you! I can't stop this incredible contraption on my own!
Cryotube emergency deactivator flashes up and the pods open.
Emergency cryostasis
DC system
in process.
Destroy all systems. Destroy Robinson family.
Bring the children! Run!
Destroy! Destroy!
Deactivate six!
John grabs a gun and shoots at the robot.
That was a mistake.
He fires again, then dives out of the way as the robot shoots, knocking him to the floor.
Dad!
Will presses a button and a hatch in the floor lowers.
No! Will!
Destroy!
Don leaps on top of the robot and plunges something into its head.
Destroy! Destroy! Destroy!
It twists and turns as it loses control, and Don struggles to hold on.
Destroy! Destroy! Destroy Robinson family! Destroy! Destroy!
He rips a panel open and presses a button which sends out jolts of electricity and throws him off the robot, who advances towards Maureen and Penny.
Oh no, look away, baby!
Oh, robot! Disable pulse blaster!
Command accepted.
Cancel attack sequence and stand by!
Will's carrying a small device.
The family won't come to the science fair. Bring the science fair to the family. Show off. Robot.
Online. Standing by.
Return to docking bay and power down.
Major, you all right? Rex picnic. No robots.
Where's Judy?
She hurries off. John's at the controls.
Stabilize the operating systems. Fire control.
Attempting containment protocols.
I want to go home now.
Navigation's down, system shorts everywhere. Damn, communications are out. Link to secondary system. Shutting power from reserves. Try it now. Okay, navigational boards are lit.
Yes.
Tempting conduit reroute. I'm still locked out of the house. I'm dumping the computer control. Main comms to manual. See if she'll respond. Command subroutine still won't open. I'm gonna try remote ops.
Don finds Smith.
Get back! Get away from me!
What the hell are you doing here?
Major, where's... Thank God it's you.
I was in here doing some last-minute checks and someone hit me from behind.
That's sedition technology.
You're a damn spy.
You did this.
No! Stop! Stop it! What are you doing?
Throwing out the trash.
Oh, no! I need help!
No!
I can't get Judy out. She's dying.
Smith knocks Don to the floor.
Touch me, and the girl dies!
I don't deal with dead men.
Kill me! Kill the girl!
How much is your revenge worth, Major? I can save her life. But only if you give me your word as an officer that you will spare mine.
Help her! I've got helm control!
Blinding golden light flares up through the windows in front of them. they veer towards the sun.
We're caught in the sun's gravitational pull.
Is that what that big round ball is?
John looks over at the pods.
We've got 4 minutes before the outer hull begins to melt. I need you to check on the thruster alignment.
Professor!
All right, I'm gonna try for the Mercury mines.
I'll need Dr. Robinson's portable gun and you'll find it below.
Smith, come on!
Smith tries to get Judy out.
You tried to kill my family. We trusted you.
There's a world behind the world, Professor Robinson. Lie once, cheat twice.
And everything becomes clear. Do not mistake my deception for a character flaw. It is a philosophical choice, a profound understanding of the universe. It is a way of life.
You're a monster.
Perhaps. But I'm also the only one who can save your daughter's life.
Jenny, Precious, I want you to show the power on my command.
Does he have to call me Precious?
Penny, Precious!
Now!
She smashes the panel, they open the door, and Smith pulls Judy out.
She's not breathing.
Sick bay, move!
The sun won't let us go.
Heat shield breach in 60 seconds. I need options, Professor.
We have to divert all power to the engines. I'm rerouting life sciences.
There's no cardiopulmonary or respiratory functions.
A hologram of a skeleton appears above Judy's body, then sinks down into her, mapping her own organs.
Clear. Again. Clear.
A laser fires into her heart as the ship speeds closer to the sun.
Alert.
Medical.
Inputting error.
Systems are crashing.
Judy.
We're losing her. Do something.
Penny watches with tearful eyes as Smith punches Judy's chest, then starts trying to manually resuscitate her.
Come, child. Right. I put a little heart into it. The life I saved. Maybe my own.
Wake up, baby. Please.
A grid powers up.
That's all the power we've got.
Okay, I'm putting the pedal to the metal. Here goes.
A monitor shows thrusters firing, and everything on the ship begins to shake. Outside, red flames lick over its surface as it starts to burn up.
She can't break free! She doesn't have enough thrust.
There's got to be a way to get through this.
That's it.
It shoots down towards the broiling sea of fire.
It's working!
What is?
If we can't go around the sun, then we go straight through it using your hyperdrive.
Engage the hyperdrive without a gate. It can be thrown anywhere in the galaxy.
Anywhere but here.
John thinks about it, then hits a command which releases the keys.
On my mark.
He throws one to Don, who inserts it into a slot.
3, 2, 1.
Initiate.
He turns it, and as flames lick over the ship on its descent into the heart of the sun, hydraulic wings start to push out of the side. A cylindrical piece of equipment rises up out of the ship, which is now red and gold in color. Then a light blue field envelops it. Will runs to them.
Let's see what this baby can do.
Bolts of electricity flare around a central column, then the ship accelerates forward straight into the sun. Inside, everyone freezes in mid-flight as they're thrown forward. Will and John are in mid-air, Jenny's risen up off the table with Penny and Maureen floating either side of her, and Smith's horizontal above the floor. Don's squinting out of the window. The Jupiter 2 re-emerges in deep space, hurtling towards a rust-red planet.
Maureen? Everyone?
Penny and Maureen nod.
Judy, where is Judy?
She's okay.
Yes, she is.
Thanks to me.
Here I am. Either either I should cut down on the liquids or I should sew in a new flap because it was really hell getting out of that.
Yeah.
Vitals are normal. Pulse and respiration seem to be.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Come here.
Will every little problem be an excuse for familial sentiment?
John turns angrily towards Smith.
How much, Smith? What was the price tag that you put on our future?
He grabs Smith by the throat and pushes him back over a counter. Maureen grabs a gun as the rest of the family watch in shock. John turns to look at them and releases his grip.
You can't do it. Can you, John? You can't kill the man without becoming the monster.
Will watches fearfully, and Judy waits until John eventually pushes Smith away and turns to face them.
Coward.
John turns and punches a button, which shuts the door, locking Smith in the room.
What's happened, John? Where are we?
Bypass most of the damaged systems. We'll have to repair the rest manually. You had me worried, Doc. Nice to see you thawed.
You have a puzzling definition of a smooth ride.
Computer. Map. Our current position.
Searching for recognizable constellations.
A 3D hologram.
This database has star maps of all the known galaxy.
I don't recognize a single system.
We're lost, aren't we?
They all look around at each other with fear in their eyes. Outside, large rocks float in the planet's orbit. Judy's examining Don.
Easy, Doc.
Oh, please. The cryosuit absorbed most of the electrical charge. You're lucky this wasn't your hide.
Doctor, is that concern I detect in your voice?
Oh! Great bedside manner.
He takes the suit off.
Ooh, what's that? A battle scar.
Sort of. It was a tattoo. An ex-girlfriend's name, but I had it removed.
Wouldn't it be easier to use a magic marker?
Yeah, well, that's me. Girl in every port.
So, Major, no family? Nothing to tie you down? No one to miss?
Nah. I've never been the fit in and play nice type.
I guess you think that's romantic.
No. No, I don't. But what about you, Doc? Is there some lucky little nerd you left behind?
I spent 3 years working on this mission, Major. We're trying to save the planet here. I haven't had time for fun.
Well, if there's no time for fun, Doc, then what are we saving the planet for?
She looks down thoughtfully, then goes back to her microscope. Penny helps Will with a large plastic dish attached to a tube.
Here. Thanks. Hate being little.
They lift the saucer-shaped dish up, then Penny looks at her wrist gizmo.
I think it broke.
Try and fix it.
Why aren't you up on deck with Mom and Dad?
Have you met our parents?
Good point. Popcorn, orchids, waves, Billy, kissing, chocolate. It's a list of everything you left behind. Never love anything, kiddo. You just end up losing it.
She goes off with it. Maureen's sitting in a chair at the main control console while John works under the desk beside her.
Smith could still hurt us. Maybe I shouldn't let him live.
Her eyes widen and John sips some water.
But how can we bring civilization to the stars if we can't remain civilized? Right, Professor?
Have you noticed that you take the opposite position to whatever I say?
Of course I do. We're married.
They both smile.
Alert. Spatial anomaly in progress.
What the hell?
They watch as a huge clear bubble grows out of nothing, distorting the air around it and revealing a ship parked next to the planet.
I must be dreaming. That looks like a ship.
It appears to be some sort of hole in space.
Where does it lead?
A reasonable question.
They fly straight towards it.
Major?
I'll wait later.
Then they go around the spaceship that's floating next to it.
Pull back.
Let there be light.
The ship completely dwarfs them as they come alongside. It has a pronged front end, then a very long cylindrical body, and a large sphere at the opposite end. As they fly along the central column towards the base, Jupiter 2's spotlights illuminate English letters that have been painted on it. A U, an E, a T, an O, an R, and a P.
Proteus?
She's one of ours, all right.
All right.
I've never seen a ship like this.
They fly past the sphere.
No response to hails. Scanning all military and civilian frequencies. Nothing.
I'm getting inconsistent life signs, but they may be sensor ghosts.
The computer's still on.
I'll try standard docking codes.
Control codes confirmed. Initiating docking sequence.
As they rise over the ship, they see another craft.
Weird. What kind of ship is that?
That's not one of ours.
The ship is solid, light brown metal, and more like a giant fighter plane.
Boys, that's not even human.
If this is all a dream, why can't there be more girls?
Penny pops up on the monitor of her personal digital diary.
As part of her enslavement, the brave young space captive, Penny Robinson, is forced to utilize her dazzling technical expertise.
She's fiddling with some electrics on a grid when Don descends on a platform and walks up to her.
Identify yourself, soldier.
West, Major. United Global Space Force requesting permission to see the prisoner.
They look over to where Smith's being held.
Proceed. Major West.
He gives her a smile and a wink, then walks towards the door, and Penny quickly whips out her video recorder.
Could he be cuter? I don't think so.
Breathe, Penny. Breathe.
Don looks through the window into the room where Smith's being held. The double doors slide open and he steps inside. The room's been trashed and there's food everywhere.
These quarters are totally unacceptable.
We're going to check out the probe ship. Maybe we can figure out how they got here and how to get home.
Ta-ta, have a wonderful trip.
Put this on.
He throws a suit at him.
You're coming with us.
Out of the question. I am a doctor, not a space explorer.
No. What you are is a murderous saboteur. And I am not leaving you on this ship so you can do more harm than you've already caused.
I absolutely refuse.
Give me an excuse to kill you. Please?
The two men stare at each other until Smith reluctantly looks away.
Black was always my color.
Hmm.
Don reholsters his gun.
Lock.
John's in the ship's main chamber. He walks over to an armory and pulls out a pistol, but the robot, who's behind him, comes to life again.
Activate standby.
Crush, kill, destroy!
Crush, kill, destroy!
Surprise!
Safety on.
No.
Dad, chill, it's okay. I hacked into a CPU. And then I bypassed his main operating systems and accessed his subroutines. He's basically just running on remote control.
John looks impressed.
Well, I know I haven't been around.
Professor! Ready to go.
We'll talk later, son.
Don and John head out.
Take care of my dad. Okay, robot?
The Jupiter 2 docks, and Don, Smith, Judy, John, and the robot wait to board.
Vacuum check complete.
The doors open, and the robot walks out first, controlled by Will on the main ship. It turns around to face the team. Will watches from the robot's point of vision as the others advance.
Oxygen levels are normal. Microbe scans are negative. Clear.
Julie's helmet removes itself.
The air is stale, old.
That's the smell of ghosts.
I've got her onboard computer up. Whoa.
Not working?
Oh, she's working all right. Just, I don't know, too damn fast.
A circular doorway opens, and they cautiously follow the robot through. They walk two by two in a loose square, all with their helmets removed, looking all around them. They go down a long dark corridor, the floor illuminated by blue lights that run along the sides. At the far end, there's another circular door that opens, and before that, a turning to the right. Will continues to watch from the robot's point of view.
Dad!
Dad, do you hear something?
Like the drip, drip, drip of blood.
You really need to shut up.
Here.
John kneels down to examine some blue goo that's dripping onto a metal rail. Judy uses a laser to scan its source above.
This matter appears biological.
Nothing good will come of this.
You, of course, being the expert on space exploration. Let's go.
Oh, trust me, Major.
Evil knows evil.
He stands and looks up at the matter on the ceiling above them that Judy scanned. Don strides over to another door and pushes the button which opens it. They step through and come out on another identical corridor with another door at the end of it.
Motion sensors are still working.
This way.
The robot's standing at a different door, and they advance with it into the room. John walks up to another identical robot that's standing lifeless by the wall, while Judy examines a half-open door.
Rambler Crane series robots, but like no design I've ever seen.
Well, well. Aren't we the poor cousin?
Down here.
Don leads them into a second room where some of the controls are.
It's a remote op station.
Come on, Dr. Smith.
Could this ship be a prototype?
Looks like some kind of firefight.
The captain's log is degraded. Maybe I can gather some fragments.
Oops.
Sorry.
A screen flickers to life.
Space tracker seems to be functioning normally, but we cannot process all the data. There is no sign of the Jupiter 2. I have exceeded my timetable, and I have
just won. When did he make Major?
I want this on the record. I am not willing to give up. Don would keep looking for me.
Jeb walks away through foliage. Then the message dies.
That's it. The rest of the data is totally corrupted.
How could they launch a rescue mission for us when we've only been lost a day?
There's no data on the alien ship.
but it looks like they brought in something that was attached to its hull. Got it.
An image of a trembling, viscous pouch appears.
Some sort of egg sac?
Will's also distracted as he watches, and Smith goes back to the other robot they found.
Smith!
He pulls something off the front and pockets it.
Get back here! Happy to oblige, Major! Although I don't think it's me you should be worrying about, but rather these.
There are more lumps of matter on the ceiling. Will's watching a monitor.
I'm detecting motion.
Behind you!
A shadow flits away.
After it! Move!
Will! Bring Smith.
Don't even think about it.
Don and Judy take the lead and find themselves confronted by overgrown foliage in the corridor, a dense jungle of plants, shrubs, and hanging vines. John catches up with them, and they look round in wonder.
Hydroponics.
Growth like this would take decades.
Don't hand me, you mechanical moron!
Don points his gun at Smith.
Don't move.
He slowly steps closer to him, then suddenly lunges and pulls a bright red monkey out of the foliage.
Easy there, little buddy. No one's gonna hurt you. Easy. Yeah. Relax.
The animal's spikes withdraw and it fades to pale yellow.
Excellent. Looks like you made a friend. Still, I'd wait a few weeks before tattooing her name on your arm.
Do yourself a favor. Don't evolve.
Charming. The Dr. Doolittle of outer space.
This could be a creature from that alien ship.
Yeah, but this little guy's no pilot. He looks like a child.
He tries to pass it to Judy, but the monkey clings onto him, so he reluctantly keeps hold of it, and they walk on. On the Jupiter 2.
Okay. I'll try it now.
Maureen and Penny are watching a monitor.
Strange. The scales are giving off heat.
I've tapped into the internal sensor array. There's no other animate life present.
Besides us, this ship is totally deserted.
A ghost ship.
The flavor of the day is banana beef. Who thinks up these combinations?
The monkey licks its lips as Don unwraps the bar, and Judy watches with a smile.
Good.
Major West, I highly recommend you never breed. That, by the way, is my medical opinion.
The monkey takes the bar and bites a chunk off it, then looks around approvingly and shoves the rest of it into its mouth. Judy's smile fades and she becomes slightly alarmed.
Little thing was hungry.
I've got their star maps online. Here we go. Even more systems than I've ever seen. Finding a route to Alpha Prime. Yes! Downloading to Jupiter. Wow.
As the download completes, the monkey becomes scared and turns to look up at the ceiling. Everyone else listens as the matter up there begins to wobble.
I don't like the sound of that sound.
On Jupiter 2, Penny and Maureen watch some alien spider-like creatures get up and walk.
Mom, they're moving.
One of them puts its feet through the matter, and the monkey leaps onto Smith.
Get this internal! Take shut off me!
Here. John, get the hell out of there.
Monsters, get the hell out of there!
On the ship, the foot pokes down through the gooey matter. Then everyone looks down the corridor and sees the large spiders advancing on them. One of them stands in front of them and roars, exposing rows of sharp fangs, but Don calmly shoots it. The others rise up and begin to attack.
Evacuate!
They run off, the robot staying at the back and firing at the spiders. On Jupiter 2.
These controls are too slow. Activate holographic interface.
Holographic interface online.
Will stands on a small circular platform and a hologram of the robot fits itself around him so that he's able to control it by natural movement, using his hands to point and shoot the weapons. He takes out several spiders, then stops to watch them.
They eat their wounded.
The team run down the corridor, and Don turns back to fire off a couple of shots.
Seal the bulkhead! Codes are locked.
The spiders swarm towards them, and Judy pulls her gun. Don ducks and she fires at the mechanism above the last door, closing it just in time to stop them getting through. Large dents appear in the door.
Fire sensor activated. Emergency bulkhead closure in
progress. Well, we have to get that door open.
They run to the door as it shuts, but they're too late. Smith goes to the controls.
Time you get out of here. What is in these damn doors? I can't override the fire protocol.
$1 million worth of weaponry. And I've traded all back for a lousy can of rain.
After putting together another gun, a mask builds itself around Don's head, and he starts shooting at the spiders through the door. The robot charges at the door and piles through it. It slams into the next wall and one of its hands falls off.
Get moving! Go! Go!
They run through as Don holds the spiders back.
Come on. Maureen, can you give me anything?
Cycling through a vacuum check. I'm overriding.
Through the holes that he's blown in the door, he sees the spiders retreating.
No way, it's that easy.
He slowly backs away from it. There are holes in the grid that he's walking on, in front and behind him, and he looks down into one of them. A spider attacks, leaping onto his back and knocking him to the floor, but he manages to blow it away. Spiders swarm along the corridor towards him, the floor covered in them.
Run! Back! Get back to the ship! Move! Move!
Judy stands by the broken door, shooting the ones closest behind him, and he dives through. Then the robot blocks the way. The spiders swarm over him.
Got it, try it now.
Monsters, try it now!
They manage to push the next door open as Will continues to fight off the advancing spiders. Back on Jupiter 2.
Will, can we save it?
Can't move them without letting the spiders in the ship!
Leave them behind!
As they shut the door, one spider lunges through and slices at Smith's back. Two of its legs were trapped in the closing door, and Don stamps on them. Will gives up fighting in the robot's hologram.
Bye, robot.
You couldn't save him, kid.
Save him? Of course!
Will puts a disc into a slot, and neural net download comes up on a monitor.
What are you trying to do?
Shh!
on the bridge. John calls as he and the others rush onto the bridge. Penny's startled by the monkey as it leaps over her and hugs her fearfully.
Oh, this is a fun thing. First yellow aliens, now giant spiders.
Lights go out in the docking bay as the Jupiter II blasts away and emerges from the Proteus's shadow. At the helm, Don comments.
Crab goes wild.
Recall your childhood nightmares, Major. Monsters are rarely so easily dissuaded.
Why don't you go out and talk to him, Smith? Bug to bug.
I think they'd rather come inside.
The spider-like aliens filter from the Proteus and glide through space towards the retreating craft.
Army torpedoes. Fire in the hole.
The bullet-shaped torpedoes explode like ineffectual fireworks.
Alert! Detonation failure.
The robot must have damaged the detonator cores. They won't blow.
Alert! Outer hull has been compromised.
DNA extrapolation coming up.
Silicone-based, adamantium shell and lack of respiratory system means they do live in deep space.
Tiny front brain implies communal relationships.
Like bees.
If the biology lesson is over, I could use some help here.
They may be attracted to heat and light.
They bore into the ship.
Inner hull breach in 15 seconds.
I'm bringing the Proteus fusion drives online.
Proteus's enormous thruster roars to life, immediately attracting the spider's attention. They leap from the Jupiter II hull and glide towards the brightly glowing exhaust trail.
It's working!
Let's turn up the heat.
What are you doing?
Never leave an enemy stronghold intact.
Major, stop!
That's one of your father's first rules of engagement.
That is a direct order.
I hate spiders.
Don hits the overload button, and an almighty explosion rips the giant ship's engines apart. Jupiter II streaks along the Proteus's needle-like hull just ahead of cataclysmic eruptions. Don's eyes widen at the approaching shockwave.
That's coming really fast.
Have any harnesses now!
Manual helm engaged.
Children secure?
Secure! I'm in.
A fiery blast wave sends Jupiter II hurtling into the giant planet's atmosphere. Its hull glows on entry. Then, as it passes through thick cloud, a lightning bolt sends static crackling over it. The cloud thins.
Pull up! Pull up!
Really? No kidding, thanks.
They graze the side of a snowy mountain.
Too hot. Gonna try and slow us down.
The ship's drag flaps do little to prevent it plowing into a mixture of snow, earth, and rock on the lip of a valley. Shards of rock whiz by on either side, and the vessel nosedives into the valley, which is thousands of feet deep. Jupiter II crunches into compacted snow, rock, and ice and belches fire. Its impact sends rocks cascading down on top of it. Having come to a halt, several stabilizing legs are deployed.
Everybody by the numbers.
Life sciences still breathing.
Video mechanics. Okay.
Mission medical, I'm alive.
Me too. Robotics, I mean.
I'm alive. Major West's poor excuse for piloting skills notwithstanding. Oh, Dorothy. Back in Kansas at last.
Smith and the furless monkey join the others peering out the bridge windows towards a sun dipping over the peaks on the far side of the valley. Later, in the ship's engine chamber, Don's checking the delicate coils on a cylindrical piece of equipment when John finds him.
You violated a direct order.
About half the core material's burned out. We'll never generate enough power to break orbit. We can get off the ground, but
Getting back into space is another story.
I ordered you not to blow that ship's reactors.
Life support is marginal. It's gonna get cold in here tonight. Also, the pod and the chariot are pretty much scrap metal.
Don't you walk away from me when I'm talking to you.
Give it a rest, Professor. I was technically still in command.
I am commander of this mission.
Look, no offense, but you're an egghead with an honorary rank. No one ever intended for you to handle combat situations.
You handled it brilliantly, sending us crashing down here.
Those aliens posed a continuing threat. I made a judgment call, and if I have to, I'll make it again. Hell, you of all people should understand that. If your father were here, he'd back me up.
My father is dead. Killed in one of those combat missions that you admire so much. My family is on this ship, and you will follow my orders. Whether you agree with them or not, is that clear, Major?
Hey, save your speeches. I like you. But I'm gonna do whatever I think it takes to ensure the success of this mission, with or without your help. Is that clear, Professor?
Am I interrupting something? No, really. I think you two should go ahead and slug it out. I mean, here we are, stranded on an alien world, and you boys want to get into a pissing contest? Please, go for it. I'll have Judy down here in a heartbeat to declare you both unfit, and I'll take over this mission. Now, I don't want to hear another word from you. Is that clear?
Maureen?
Not another word. Better. Now, if you've finished hosing down the decks with testosterone, I suggest you come with me. I may have found a way to get us off this planet.
She marches off down some steps.
Well,
tell me about it.
In Smith's cell, he lifts a contraption from a console and reaches into the cavity underneath. He produces the small comm device he took from the second robot, removes its fascia, and lifts a circuit board. Pausing briefly to roll his shoulders at an irritation of some kind, he then tweaks an internal setting on the device. Green and red lights begin steadily flashing faster. Irritated again, Smith then scratches his back.
Damn bug bite.
The flesh wound displays a metallic infection. Judy studying the monkey's physiology through a handheld X-ray-like machine. She then tries to use another device, but the creature is fascinated by everything.
She really is an interesting specimen.
She's fascinating. The retinal aperture dilation seems directly linked to the skin pigmentation.
Judy.
Hey.
Judy?
What?
Can I keep her?
Honey, she's not just another fad that you can just pick up and throw away.
Oh, please. Look, she's all alone here, and I promise I'll look out for her. I promise. She kind of needs me.
The minute that you misplace her, that you forget to feed her, don't smile. I mean a pen.
Thanks, Doc.
To the monkey.
We're both a long way from home, aren't we, little one?
They reel from each other fearfully.
Blarp?
Blarp?
That's what we'll call you. Blarp.
Blarp, who's only a couple of feet tall, jumps into Penny's arms.
Nice girl. Pretty girl.
Blarp strokes Penny's soft features with one of its finger suckers.
Nice.
Judy watches with a warm smile. On the bridge.
The atmosphere here can't sustain human life. I've located 500 rads of radioactive material 5 miles west.
We need at least that much to get the core functioning again. Start out at daybreak. You're safer that way.
Maureen nods her agreement.
Those are my orders, Major.
Don coldly watches John leave. The Major then nods politely to Maureen and strides off as well.
I agree with your recommendation, Professor.
Daytime's a beautiful thing.
Don brings Smith some bedding.
Ah, Major.
It's nice to see you found a coin that suits your talents. Turn down the bed before you leave.
I gave my word I'd let you live. I never said for how long.
Family hour is over, Major.
We're dying here. Robinson is out of his league. Look into his eyes and tell me you can't see his fear.
I fought in the Millennium Wars, Major. Survival is a soldier's game. We both know that. This civilian fool will lead us straight to hell.
Robinson needs our help. If he wants it or not. With minimal force, we could take this ship and assure that the mission continues under your command. Of course.
God, Smith. You're right. How could I have been so blind? I'll just run and get you a gun so we can hijack the ship.
Okay. Sarcasm is the recourse of a weak mind.
I'm hiding the pain.
Really?
Don leaves.
Locke.
Your pain, Major, has just begun.
Starlight, star bright.
Don joins Judy on the bridge.
A million strange stars and only one wish. Wish we were home. Never seen a sky look so alien. We really are lost, aren't we?
When the first sailor circled the globe and saw a brand new sky, they thought they'd sailed right off the edge of the Earth. But they were really just around the corner.
So you're saying that we should just billow our sails and let the wind take us home? Is that it, Major?
So those sailors found familiar shapes in the stars to make the skies seem more friendly and to help them find their way home. That's how the constellations were born. Porky the Wise and Mighty Pig.
Having drawn in condensation on a window. Judy smiles, goes over to the window and draws a cartoon rabbit next to Don's drawing.
The great big-eared bunny, Bugs.
A tender moment passes between them. Then Don turns to frown seriously out of the window.
You know, the way you got us down here, that was pretty flying.
He smiles at her again as she looks out of the steamed-up window.
So my quarters are yours.
Excuse me?
Don't play coy. We're the only single man and woman of consenting age in the galaxy. How much more of a setup do you need?
So you figure, why not just dispense with the pleasantries and get down to business?
You have a way with words, Doctor.
Do you want to show me how you handle the helm?
Yeah.
Right here, in this console.
Yeah, right here would be fine.
She lets him close in slowly for a kiss, before tipping a glass of water over his head.
Why don't you just hang on to your joystick?
She picks up her coat and walks off. Don wipes his wet face and gets to work.
Excellent technique, Major. Really?
John joins Maureen in their room.
Hey.
Hi.
Will was looking for you.
Yeah. Send him back to his room. He's decided he can rebuild the robot. He wants to stay up all night and show me his designs.
Funny creatures, men. They try so hard not to be their fathers. End up making the same mistakes.
We can't get off this planet, let alone back on course. I don't have time.
Just listen to him, John. You know, it doesn't matter what he says. Just listen. Sometimes, especially in the eyes of their fathers, little boys have to come first.
As soon as we get back up into space, we're gonna spend a lot of time together, I promise.
Maureen looks at him, then hits him with a pillow. They smile, then Maureen lies back on the bed and they put their arms around each other.
It's nice having our whole family under one roof. Even if we did have to go halfway across the galaxy to manage it.
She strokes his brown beard as he gazes into her eyes. He puts down the piece of equipment he was working on and closes the room's doors with the push of a button.
Good night, John.
Good night, Maureen.
Good night, Judy.
Good night, Will.
Good night, Penny.
You guys have got to be kidding.
The Jupiter II rests wedged in the snow at the base of the cliffs.
Good morning, Will Robinson. Solar panels are charged.
Will sits in a chair, rubs an eye, then taps on a console. A shield slides away from the rows of windows, letting in bright daylight.
John, the radioactive material we need for the core is in the center of that bubble.
I was afraid of this. Okay, everybody, let's get settled now. I think that this bubble out there is exactly the same thing we passed through in space. Both of them are opening and closing doorways.
Doorways to where?
Doorways in time.
You can't be serious. Time travel is impossible.
No, it's not. It's just improbable.
What if we crossed into a time years after Earth sent a rescue mission?
Perhaps the professor hit his head when we landed.
Think about it, the way the Proteus seemed deserted for so long. Your friend, looking so old.
So if we walk inside that bubble, we could be walking further into the future. Hey, Dad, what if the doorways aren't natural?
Well, this kind of phenomenon could only be produced naturally.
No, that bubble's exactly the kind of side effect I predicted my time machine would do.
Son.
What if someone on this world has built a device?
Son. I appreciate your input, but now is not the time for flights of fancy.
You never listen to me. Not ever.
Will.
Will.
Will walks out of the room.
This time bubble could be causing these earthquakes. There's no telling how long before this planet breaks up entirely. The Major and I are going to locate the radioactive material for the core. We may have very little time.
John finds Will sitting surrounded by mechanical parts.
I'm leaving now, Will.
That's a surprise.
Will, you're the most important thing in the world to me. One day I hope you'll be able to understand that.
What if one time you don't come home?
Whenever your grandfather went on a mission.
John takes two dog tags off from around his neck. Both have the name Robinson on them.
He leaves these with me for safekeeping. And when he came home, I would always be there, waiting to give them back. I'm coming back, Will. I promise.
Having placed one of them around Will's neck, he heads away. They both glance out of the window briefly, then John continues walking. The bubble's water-like surface ripples close to the Jupiter II. Judy walks past Don.
Hey, listen, about last night.
Go on, you can do it.
I'm sorry.
See, that wasn't so difficult.
Yeah, like pulling steel needles through my cheeks.
Then, you understand what saying this feels like.
try to come back in one piece.
Don smiles.
Listen, Doc, I'm thinking this is your basic kiss for luck occasion. Wouldn't you agree?
Thinking? It's not really your strong suit, is it?
I've got a fix on the radioactive material.
John touches the surface of the bubble. He plunges his whole arm in and quickly pulls it straight out again.
Oh yeah, that was scientific.
Scared, Major?
There's an alloy in this crater wall that's disabling the comm links. You're not going to be able to communicate with the ship. Come home to me, Professor.
I love you, wife.
They kiss passionately.
Come here, Squirt.
John hugs Penny, who's holding Blarp. Blarp touches John's face, and he gently pulls her suction cup fingertips away from his cheek. John smiles at his daughter and kisses her. Everyone watches as John steps into the bubble. He seems to shatter a portion of the clear surface as he moves through, which reforms behind him. It buffets John as if he's walking headlong through a storm. Don follows him, and John helps by pulling him through. Maureen waves from outside.
It's okay, Major. You're still in one piece.
Inside the bubble, everything is darker than outside.
Come on!
They head off through a jungle.
Can you hear me, robot? Hello?
Systems error. Robot unable to locate motor controls. Unable
calm
to...
Calm down.
Will Robinson, what is happening to me?
I didn't have enough time to finish the download.
Warning. Penny, give it back. My circuits are unbalanced.
So I had to finish you off with another personality. I put my mind inside of yours.
A hologram baseball.
Aha. That explains this warm, fuzzy feeling when I think about baseball. Steve Wright, you're out! But this does not compute.
What?
Robot tried to destroy the Robinson family. Why did Will Robinson save Robot's personality?
I guess sometimes friendship means listening to your heart, not your head. Put that in your memory bank. Don't worry, Robot. I'm gonna build you a new body. Mom always said I should try to make new friends.
Oh, ha ha.
The others are working on the outside of the ship.
I need a micro sealer.
I got it.
Penny drops down on a safety line and picks up a tool.
After much deliberation, the space captive has finally decided to accept her new role as member of the crew. The Robinsons, after all, can obviously use her help.
Blarp, come back here!
Theoretically, this future would be fixed, unchanged by what we do in the past, or did in the
hey,
past.
Hey, Professor.
I guess you'd have to say, yes, Major.
Why don't you give the old egghead a rest, huh?
What?
Out here we got two moons, a crater the size of Miami, and that would be one great climb.
You know, my father would have liked you.
John scans the dark cliffs.
What's that?
Don rushes over to metal debris. He brushes dirt away from raised letters on a piece of metal. They spell out Jupiter 2.
This metal's decades old. What kind of a nightmare is this? Where the hell are we?
No, Major, the question is when the hell are we?
Something shoots Don in the back. John tries to fire back, scrambling behind a boulder for safety, but gets shot and passes out. The robot trundles over to John and looks down at him.
Will Robinson, I will tell you a joke. Why did the robot cross the road? Because he was carbon bonded to the chicken.
We have a lot of work to do.
That sounds like old Morse code.
What does it say?
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Will crosses the room holding a gun. He looks through a window slot in a closed door to see Smith tapping on a metal bulkhead. Smith sees him.
William.
Unlock.
Will opens the door and steps in.
Someone was in danger.
We all are. I believe you are wise to arm yourself.
This gun is set to fire for me only, so don't try anything funny. Lock.
William, you misjudge me. I only want to help you.
Help us? Try to kill us.
But now our fates are intertwined. If your father and that idiot West fail, I have no chance of getting home. It's in my best interests that they succeed. And I always follow my best interests. What monsters roam these alien wilds? Oh, they're fools to set off blindly across this savage land. Much as I hate to admit it, it will be much harder without them.
What are you talking about? They'll be back. They'll be okay.
Will they?
Someone should go after them. Unlock.
Will, I forbid it. You're a boy. A clever one, certainly, but a child nonetheless. This planet is likely full of predators. And even if you found them, what if they hurt? Ravaged? What good could you do?
You can help them. You're a doctor.
Yes. Yes. I'm a doctor.
Yes. We made it. Mom didn't see us.
Oh, that's fantastic, William.
They head for the bubble.
Told you we could get into the bubble this way, Dr. Smith.
They look across at the rippling bubble.
The bubble's growing.
Run, child! Run!
The bubble's expansion stops just short of the Jupiter 2. Large alien fungi release clouds of spores.
William! William!
Cool.
William, wait! Wait!
Will runs into the bubble.
Come on, Dr. Smith. We can always go back. It's just like stepping between two rooms.
I can barely contain my glee.
Dad's signal is this way.
I loathe children.
Smith steps from the daylight into the twilight world of the bubble's interior. He wanders through the dreary jungle and comes across Penny's digital diary camera. As the fragment of Penny's voice repeats, he takes a closer look at something in shock.
Dr. Smith! Looking fine!
Come along, son. No time for dawdle. Come on. Let's move along. Follow your father's signal. Come on.
Smith found gravestones for the Robinson family. John comes round in darkness with a light flickering over him. He shakes Don's shoulder, trying to revive him. Looming over John, the robot rolls closer on its treads.
Well, well. All things really do come to he who waits.
A man sits in the darkness with his face in the shadows, then swivels his chair to a console.
What is this place?
Huh. The shock must have scrambled your brain. Take a look around.
He shines his torch around.
Don't you recognize this spot? Your home.
John gets up.
This can't be. What have you done to the ship? Where is my family?
What chance do you think your family had without you? A few spiders survived the destruction of the Proteus. They reached this planet and...
John checks a dark console.
I can still hear the women scream.
Who are you?
You don't recognize me.
The ragged man moves out of the shadows and holds up the Robinson dog tag.
I'm your son, Will.
Dad's signal's just over this ridge.
Oh, be still, my foolish heart.
Indeed.
A spinning sphere of glowing energy.
Look, Father, what my flights of fancy have wrought. I used your hyper-engine to build my time machine. Okay, robot, put it down.
Affirmative.
The robot drops Dom, who's starting to come round.
Where are we?
I think we've been brought to the Jupiter 2, but in a different future.
Father, once this core material is fully introduced into the control console...
Core material. If we could get that back to our Jupiter.
I will open a doorway stable enough for one person to take. One trip through time and space as well.
Commence. Portal generation.
Cool, huh? Today, I will change history. I'm gonna go back to that day you dragged us into space. I'll stop the ship from taking off. I'll save the family.
Earth, October 1, 2058. Target lock confirmed.
Excellent,
son. Look around. The force of your time machine is ripping this planet apart.
These violent distortions in time are being caused by your experiment.
What if it has the same effect on Earth? What if in getting home you destroy Earth in the process? I know you mean well.
No. I'm going home. I'm gonna save the family.
Will, you've got to listen to me. I'm your father.
My father?
Let me tell you about my father. I'll never forget that morning 20 years ago. What was it you said? I'm coming back, Will. I promise. You promised. And you never came home. No, my father's not coming to the rescue.
John smiles grimly as the adult Will strides away. Outside, in the dark, rocky wilderness, steam pours from vents in the ground as young Will races towards the future Jupiter 2 with Smith. Flames erupt from between the rocks all around them.
Way up! What do you think you're doing, young man?
Let me tell you about life. Around every corner, monsters. Wait, I know. I am one.
We monsters have no fear in devouring little boys.
To survive, you must be fully prepared to kill.
I can do it.
Can you? Listen to me, my child. I crossed this world with you. Risked my life. But I would not throw it away. Who knows what dangers lie ahead? You can't protect us. I can. I will.
Okay, give me the gun.
Enable gun for all users.
Voice brain confirmed.
A brief lesson in survival, on this world or any other. Never trust anyone, especially me.
Okay. It's almost time. I hope it works.
Never fear.
Smith is here.
Well?
Don't move, Professor Robinson. Or this rather peculiar family reunion will be tragically brief.
I'll ask you to step away from that, Major. It's a time machine, you idiot. I had hoped to take over the ship with this. One of life's little ironies. Let's try this dance again. You were the puppet, I'm the puppeteer. Do try to get it right this time. Robot, you will respond to my voice alone.
Affirmative.
Enable electric disruptors. Now that's a good gargantuan.
You did it, just like I imagined. You linked the dimensional sifter to the navigational array. That's how it can be in the same place at the same time. But the spatial delivery system, the targeting laser. I never thought of those.
The future is never what it seems like when you're 10.
Say goodbye to your past. Your future lies with me. I'm going home in your place. What are you grinning at?
Look around you, Doctor. At this hostile world. Do you really think a boy could have survived all alone?
Never fear, Smith.
Is he?
Dad, it's Dr. Smith.
Hello, Doctor. How nice to see you again after all these years. Confused, John. Have I changed? The spider sting had some unexpected side effects. My unique gifts gave me an advantage in this quarrelsome world. After the women were savaged, I became the father. Will never had. 2 decades of agony taught me the error of my ways. But you, Doctor, your crude ambition fills me with self-loathing, you see. I have looked within me, and what I see is you!
Spider Smith throws his younger self over an edge into a pit far below.
I never liked me anyway.
Robot, kill them all!
No! Wait!
Dr. Smith, please. Don't.
Very well. Robot, take them inside and keep them there. If they move, then kill them.
Proceed or be destroyed.
Spider Smith climbs swiftly to a high spot amongst a tangle of pipes as adult Will returns to his workstation. He watches the robot take his younger self, Father, and Don away. John sifts through electrical bric-a-brac.
Nothing works.
I'll draw his fire. You grab Will.
Oh!
Will, no!
Stop! Robot, do you remember me? Do you remember what I taught you? About friendship? I need you to help us now, Robot. Because we're friends.
Logic error. Friendship does not compute.
Just forget logic. Act with your heart.
Robot has no heart. Robot is powered by a fusion pulse generator.
Every living thing has a heart.
My programming has been modified to remove all emotion. Any attempts to override command protocols may result in fusing my neural net.
Please, Robot. If you don't let us go, we're all gonna die. So I'm asking you now, will you help us? Will you be my friend?
Robot attempting to deactivate control board.
Come on, robot!
Commands overridden!
Do it!
Destroy Robinson family! Destroy Robinson family!
The robot manages to prise a small component off its metal body.
You did it.
Robot will save the Robinson. Robot will save his friend.
Penny inside the Jupiter 2.
Where are they?
The air outside the ship distorts briefly as the ship's rocked by quakes. Inside the future Jupiter 2.
Wait here, Will.
Without that core, I can't promise we'll get off this rock.
See if you can make it back to our Jupiter. I'll try to get the core material and meet you there.
We don't have the trackers to find our way back.
The young family needs their father.
The crew needs their pilot. I can't fly the ship as well as you can. You're their best chance to survive. Yeah, listen to me, Don. I know you never wanted to take this job, but I think you're going to turn out to be a grade A babysitter. So, the camper's all yours now. You take care of them.
Good luck.
Dad!
Professor!
Remember the space spiders on the Proteus?
The fighting star that Will made.
You're not going to be able to get back.
Penny, enable all missiles.
But the warheads don't work.
Just do it. Look!
Will!
Smith's lying where he fell.
Damn, he's still breathing.
Fire in the hole.
A warhead explodes over the bubble.
So these sailors, they drew shapes in the sky.
Don, look at the flare!
To help them find their way home.
Danger, Will Robinson! Danger, Will Robinson! Danger!
Don struggles to drag Smith away from the ground that's collapsing as boulders fall and flames erupt everywhere.
Hurry!
Will clings onto the robot and Don races after it, holding on to the still dazed Smith.
Field dampeners online. Portal compression commenced.
Adult Will operates controls as Spider Smith paces, glaring from deep inside his black hood.
Tell me again, old monster, how did the girls die?
We've been over this before, son.
In all the years since, the spiders have never resurfaced. Why?
Let's forget the past.
Portal aperture reduction, 50%.
Spider Smith seizes Will's arm.
Careful, child! The plasma around the portal would rip a man to pieces.
Spider Smith slowly lets his arm go.
Haven't you made the doorway too small?
Not for me. But then I'm not going, am I? Spiders didn't kill the girls. It was you. I just never let myself see it. You kept me alive because you needed me. Because I could build this for you.
Poor old boy. Did you really think that I would let you go? Let all that I have become vanish. Look at me. I am no mere man. I am God. Within these excerpts grow the seeds of a master race of spiders. We should descend upon helpless Earth, an entire planet to rule, an entire planet on which to feed. Time to die. Son.
I'm not your son.
Goodbye.
Spider Smith hurls Will down into the time pool below, then peers into it. John has witnessed the event and approaches slowly.
My father once said, he will always find his true form.
You should have killed me when you had the chance.
No, you were right. I couldn't kill the man. But I can kill the monster!
John swipes at Spider-Smith with the fighting star.
Spare me the fury of the righteous. I think there's time for a snack before my trip.
Spider-Smith bares his gruesome fangs, and John swipes again, but misses.
The pain. The pain. You ain't seen nothing yet.
He gets up and this time slashes Smith with the star.
Remember the Proteus? Mm-hmm. These monsters eat their wounded.
Small white spiders begin to swarm all over Smith, covering his head.
All the time you want to die!
John charges and they both tumble over the edge. He manages to grab hold of some cables while Smith disappears into the time pool below. As he looks down, John sees Older Will lying unconscious on a platform just below him, the dog tag preventing him from falling. John grabs the hook of a chain winch and swings across to him, grabbing him just as the link in the chain breaks.
Wake up! Wake up, son!
Adult Will looks down, and they both scramble to safety.
Core material insertion complete. Earth, October 1, 2058. Mission control.
You could have taken the core and left before it was too late.
I couldn't let you fall. You're my boy.
With the core activated, those on Jupiter 2 watch as the bubble collapses in front of them.
Lockstep!
Penny rushes to the door and opens it to Don, Smith, younger Will, and the robot.
Come on. You're right. You're not as dumb as you look.
I'm gonna get your name tattooed right here.
Greetings.
Where's John?
The bubble closed behind us. It was his only way back. I'm sorry.
We've already begun the pre-flight countdown. I'm gonna save as many lives as I can, Major.
They hurry over to the controls as the dark world outside begins to collapse and explode.
Hoping somehow he'd make it back.
Maureen's rocked in her chair. She takes a deep breath.
Let's go, Major. Come find my love.
Engaging primary thrusters now.
The Jupiter 2 lifts up off the rocky ground just as it collapses beneath them, sending out an explosion of dust and rubble. Inside, everything is bathed in a red glow as they rise up through the clouds, rocks raining down around them. They make it free of the explosions as John and Adult Will run through the future Jupiter 2. The present Jupiter 2 soars over a cliff face, dodging the falling debris. John and Adult Will watch in awe.
Go. Go.
Sparks shower down from above, but the ship's struggling.
We're not getting any altitude. We don't have enough power.
Will runs to Maureen, who hugs him tightly, while Penny and Judy cling on to each other.
Sorry.
A huge rock tears into the side of the ship and it explodes in a roaring fireball. John watches in utter despair, while behind him, Will looks down into the swirling time pool.
Couldn't save them.
Will sees his younger self at mission control.
So many years ago, I can still feel it. Our sun, our Earth,
It's all I thought about. Going home.
He goes to the control panel.
A long time ago, you told a small boy that one day he'd understand how much his father loved him. I could never see how much you cared. Until now. Come.
Let's go, Megan.
They look into the time pool.
Kept hoping you'd make it back. Good plan, huh?
Penny spins round in her chair.
Look!
Don't make me wait another lifetime to know how you feel.
Adult Will pushes John into the time pool, and he lands on the floor in the present Jupiter 2. Adult Will looks down from above.
It worked! Ah! It worked! Come with us! I can't! Only the power for one person, one trip, remember?
Will?
He smiles happily at Maureen.
It's good to see you again, Mom. It's good to see you all. Take care of them, Will.
As the future Jupiter 2 begins to collapse, the time hole closes.
Don't forget me!
He sacrificed everything for his family.
Dad?
Will takes the dog tags off.
I'm glad you came back.
I just want you to know I love you, son. I love you very much.
He holds him tight, and Will hugs him with his eyes squeezed shut.
The planet is breaking up around us.
The ship's sitting back on the ground as Smith runs onto the bridge.
We're doomed! We're doomed!
Don casually punches him in the face.
Huh. Boy, that felt good.
Get us airborne.
All right, I'm gonna try and reach escape velocity. No, we don't have the core material. The gravity wells will pull us back down.
Well, we might be able to reach a thermal.
Will you trust me? We won't make it. I know. We have to go down through the planet as she's breaking up. We can use the planet's gravity.
What?
To throw us out the other side and back into space.
That's insane.
I don't have time to argue.
Don looks doubtful.
That's a direct order, Major.
Yes, sir, Commander. Oh, this should be interesting.
With a smile on his face and huge rocks hurtling by them, he steers the Jupiter 2 down into a wide opening in the planet's surface. Underground, they hurtle downwards through a narrow shaft, then level out into a vast, dark, mountainous cavern. Rocks continue to bombard them as they head towards a huge fire that John points to.
I see it. Full burn!
They pass by it just as it explodes. They speed through a tunnel towards a vast rock face.
Let me drive!
Don pushes down on the controls, and the Jupiter 2 climbs vertically upwards.
All right, everybody, hold your noses.
Water's pouring off the top of the cliff, and they fly through it as it crashes down around them. Then they burst out at the top. The ship cruises over the surface towards an exit point, with a huge fire raging at the end of it.
Rock and roll.
The ship bursts through it and launches off into space at top speed. As the Jupiter 2's engines strain, the planet behind them is suddenly completely consumed by fire, then explodes. The ship's pushed away from it by the blast into peaceful, calm space.
Wow.
Amazing, Major.
Maureen goes over and gives John a big kiss on the lips, while Judy goes to Don.
Nice work, Flyboy.
So I earned that kiss yet?
You earned this.
She pecks him on the cheek and walks away, then goes back to him.
This one's on credit.
And kisses him fully and passionately on the lips. The rest of the family watch in stunned silence.
Cold fish, huh?
Don watches as she walks back over to them. He catches John's eye, who's glaring at him, and looks away with a hint of a smile. Then John smiles up at Judy.
There you are. Come here. Where have you been, you little creep?
Blarp jumps on Penny's back.
Warning, Major West. My sensors indicate we have a problem.
Everything's being sucked into a black hole.
Planet's gravity field is collapsing.
We'll be sucked in.
There's no way to get clear on time.
The hyperdrive.
I'm accessing the Proteus star maps.
Here we go again.
Targeting Alpha Prime.
I hope.
Initiate now.
Cool.
With a burst of speed and light, they vanish once again.